You're listening to Brisbane Line on 4ZZZ 102.1 FM. The time is currently 12.08 and you just heard the Black Keys with Lonely Boy. A group called Helmet Freedom are currently running a campaign to repeal mandatory helmet laws in Australia. Australia currently is among only 2% of nations that have helmet laws in place. Since the introduction of helmet laws in 1990, bicycle use has decreased, and Helmet Freedom say there is little evidence to prove that compulsory helmet use is necessary. Filmmaker Jeff McLeod has released an advertisement that Helmet Freedom hopes to eventually air to television that supports this cause. I spoke to member of Helmet Freedom, Luke Turner, to find out a bit more about why these laws should be abolished. So would you just be able to tell me a bit about why you think that helmet laws are unnecessary?
Well, we're sort of opposed to helmet laws, I suppose, for two or three main reasons. The first reason is that the helmet law we've had in Australia hasn't been particularly effective. While there's some evidence to suggest that if you're in a crash, wearing a helmet will give you some protection. What we've seen is that when applied over a whole population, the helmet law actually hasn't been effective in reducing the risk or the incidence of injuries to cyclists. The second reason we're opposed to helmet laws is that there's quite a number of, I suppose, unintended or unwanted side effects of the helmet law. The most prominent would be that it causes a decline in cycling. It puts people off riding bikes, which is a very bad thing. And I suppose the third reason we're opposed to helmet laws is kind of following on from the previous two reasons. Considering that there's really no great benefit to the helmet law and that it is putting people off riding, we think it should be a matter of individual choice. We think there's really no justification for this sort of, I suppose you could call it, a civil libertarian view that there shouldn't really be a law in place forcing people to do something when there aren't particularly strong justifications for doing so.
And in the civil liberties aspect, you've said you've had support from the Queensland Council. What have they sort of said about this?
Well, the Queensland Council for Civil Liberties have adopted the stance supporting repeal of helmet laws. We spoke to a couple of members of Helmet Freedom, spoke to the QCCL not too long ago, and we presented sort of the evidence to them, and they agree with us that it should be a matter of personal choice. They, like us, believe that that wearing a helmet is probably a good thing in certain situations, but that it shouldn't be a criminal offence. It shouldn't be illegal to ride without a helmet.
And have you had any negative responses to this campaign? Have you had people saying, no, helmet wearing does reduce head injuries? What sort of feedback have you had in that aspect?
Well, we've had quite a lot of positive responses, actually. I think a lot of people out there understand what we're talking about, and there's a lot of people out there who would like the ability to jump on their push bike and go for a ride without a helmet. There are people who are opposed to what we're doing, but I think a lot of those people aren't necessarily, or perhaps are jumping to the wrong conclusions. We're not opposed to helmets, and some people sort of jump to the conclusions that we are actually opposing helmets and saying that helmets are a bad thing. A lot of people, when they understand that we're actually really just talking about the helmet law, we're talking about giving people the choice as to whether they, are able to ride without a helmet in certain situations or not. A lot of people are quite receptive to that idea. There are some people who do believe that the helmet law should stay and don't agree with us. But on the whole, I think a lot of people are supporting what we're doing.
And it's sort of been said that when helmet laws were introduced, there was a decrease in people riding bikes. Why do you think this is the case?
Well, that's right. When the helmet laws came into effect across the various states and territories in Australia in the early 90s, came into force in Queensland in 1991, we saw a decline in cycling rates of between sort of 30 and 40%, which is a very significant number of people who are either giving up cycling altogether or riding less than they previously were. And I think there's a few reasons for it. I think a helmet, in some situations, it can be it can be inconvenient, can be uncomfortable. There's instances, especially in Queensland, a lot of people say things to us like they'd prefer to wear a wide-brimmed hat, but you can't do that while you're wearing a helmet. So there's a whole lot of reasons why people would probably prefer not to wear a helmet. In many situations where the risk of an injury or the risk of an accident is very low, we think that's a perfectly reasonable position. We think that a law which makes it illegal to ride in all situations for all people, regardless of what the risk is, we think that's just over the top, and it's really not a beneficial law for cycling in Australia.
And would you just be able to tell us a bit about the TV ad campaign that's just recently been released? What are you trying to achieve with that?
Over at Helmet Freedom, we had one of the members is a fellow by the name of Jeff McLeod, who's a local, he's a Brisbane filmmaker. He's actually based in Fortitude Valley. Sputnik Films is his company. And he's put together a short film or a TV ad, which is sort of just raising awareness of the issue, and we're looking to get that broadcast on television at some point in the near future. And what we're sort of trying to do is to just get people to come and have a look at our website, which is helmetfreedom.org, and people can go and have a look there and read some of their articles and read some of the arguments for and against helmet laws. If anyone is interested in supporting the cause, well, the best thing to do would be to have a look at some of our letter templates, and we've got a whole lot of letters that you can use to write to politicians, because the only way we can sort of get this law amended or repealed is if we tell our politicians that it's an important issue and that it's something that we care about. So please go and have a look at the website at helmetfreedom.org.